This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair.
He does.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys, Nico Hoerner.
Nico did his weekly radio show appearance today on Spiegel and Holmes.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Deep drive to left. This ball is well hit. Collins back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Nico Hoerner.
Cub fans on their feet applauding Nico Hoerner. A little ambush, surprise party.
Nico Hoerner doing his warm-ups with the flip-up sunglasses.
Well, they were old school because now you see the nice Oakleys that cost more and they keep them down the whole time. These flip-downs were total blackout of the sun. You didn't drop fly balls back there. Your teammates would be all over you.
Yeah, I don't know if mine were the highest quality, but it was one small thing they did, yeah.
The 3-0. On the ground, Hoerner gloves it from the seat of his pants. He throws him out.
On the seat of his pants as he made that throw to first and nips L.A. De La Cruz on a wonderful play. Wow.
Could be headed to another Gold Glove Award. And by an eyelash, they get him from his backside.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
It's a lot of fun. Nico Hoerner on the score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk-free checking. More at Huntington.com/yourmoney. And get this, keep listening for your chance to win tickets to our show at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th at a special time. We're going to flip with middays. We're going to be on from 10 until 2. Why? Because Nico Hoerner is going to join us at noon that day. Cubs On Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Hey, Nico.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're good, man. Your commitment to outstanding visuals for this weekly hit continues in full uniform. In what looks like section 12, maybe section 14, something like that, right there.
I'm right down the left field line. The W Club 205 ish.
Okay, well,
whatever that means. I don't know that stuff that well. I'm not well versed on the stands. Actually, it's kind of nice sometimes.
How much do you look over and notice people in those sections when it's either in the anthem line or when you're out there? Because we've all been close trying to scream at you and fail to get your attention for the most part.
Oh yeah, you definitely hear people a lot. I actually, middle infielders probably have about the least interaction with fans though from their position. I was kind of thinking about that the other day because, you know, our outfielders, play Ian and Pete especially, really interact with the fans out there in a great way. And then play corner infield and you're subject to some to some yelling for sure. I think we're kind of out there in the middle a little bit.
Do you ever look over and say, hey, that person has a good snack that they've got going on? Or have you ever had like one of those Bermuda Triangle fly balls when you go over to the wall and you're like, hey, people are having a lot of fun over here?
Yeah, that's definitely when I start thinking about people more. That and the throw over the net to the fans. I try and pick someone out usually, which is harder. It's kind of hard to actually get it to the exact person you're throwing it to. It's satisfying when it happens.
You're throwing pop-ups. Nico Horner with us here on 670 The Score. You heard some of it there in the open. Saturday with everyone wearing 23, that looked elegant, you know? It was a really beautiful way to do it. What were your thoughts on it? Did it feel meaningful to be a part of?
Yeah, it definitely felt meaningful. You know, I think having his former teammates around for a good part of the weekend was especially moving, talking and crossing paths with some of them. And I appreciate that everything that was done was pretty understated and classy, and I feel like in his spirit in that way, right? That it felt very much like a original traditional Cubs ball game with the blue jerseys and the 23s and the day game and all of it felt very appropriate. And I think everyone was able to have some good memories set off because of that, I hope.
If we can go back a little bit, can we go back to the day where you guys saw the statue being unveiled? Because I really think that Craig was on with us last week and he said it's been his favorite moment so far. Well, was that moment? What was that moment like for you guys? And like, how did you guys get up there? What was the rallying of you guys to do it like?
Yeah, I think it was a really cool just break in the daily routine of the season to do something totally different and just appreciate someone that's really done everything that all of us are trying to achieve and a lasting legacy with the Cubs, obviously. So getting to see him have that statue unveiled and with his family and all the Cubs fans that showed up in Gallagher Way outside of the ballpark, it was a really inspiring thing. And, you know, in hindsight, obviously really glad that he was able to, you know, to be there and be present for that and really get to see all that celebrated for him while he was in good health.
So the flip-top shades that you wear on Saturday, Nico, did you buy them yourself? You said they were kind of lower on the price range, but were they functional? You wore them during the game too. That was impressive.
Yeah, the one of the trainers just had like an old pair lying around, kind of in storage, so gave them a go. I like them. I've thought about them before. You know, Wrigley's a good place for it because sometimes you don't like the sunglasses for the visual of the ground balls, but the pop-up, you need it. So I could see it being a thing. I don't think I'll wear them again. It felt like a one-time thing, but I get why he did, and he wore them well.
It's funny, too, Nico, because Sunday I texted our group chat for the show. The right fielder for Baltimore drops that ball, and I'm sitting there going, you know, like, because I'm not really a get-off-my-lawn dude. Like, do you? But I'm sitting there going, and he has on his shades on the back of his hat. When,
oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, to me, that's the silliest thing in the world. Either wear them or don't wear them. But wearing them backwards on your cap seems silly, especially when there's some technology and it's old school, but the flip downs are dope.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely functional. Yeah. I find myself kind of eyeing the clouds and predicting where the sun will be in 10 seconds sometimes and taking them on and off and things like that. So Wrigley's always got its factors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you get why he did it. I love that the trainer had an old pair. I mean, because they're on the statue. Like, they're built.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that the statue had that detail. That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? Because that's his thing. And I remember we were talking to him about it. And so the fact that they're on the statue is awesome. Your ground rule double down the left field line in that game, you were busting it out of the box. And I was thinking, is this one of those Wrigley triples? Because he's busting it. You might have had a shot for one of those Ryan Sandberg Wrigley triples on that.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe if a little dead bounce or a kick to the corner or something, I had a shot. There's always a possibility to the left field line here. So got to run hard, at least give it a chance. Yeah, it would have been nice.
Since July 5th, in 24 games, Nico Horner's hitting .330. What's going on? Just feeling in, is that luck? I mean, do you feel the same that you felt all year? What's going on? It's a nice streak here for you.
Yeah. I mean, a month's time feels like a long time. Thinking back to the Yankees series and whatever was before that. Yeah, it's just some good solid contact. I think, you know, we've always talked about the importance of line drives, and I feel like I've definitely mixed in a good bit of those in this time. But no, nothing too crazy. I feel like a solid version of myself, but always things to work on and get better at.
You could imagine that Cubs fans are frustrated right now. You guys still have, what, the second best record in the game, but the Brewers just refuse to lose. Like, they're on a pretty historic run since June. They've been really getting after it. So what's it like for you guys now? Because before, when we talk about the possibility or ignoring what's happening around the league, it's with you guys in first place. With you guys in second place, what does it feel like when you're looking at what happens night to night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've played really well, and other than the games you play against them, you can't do anything about that. But there's been a ton within our own control. You know, sometimes you play well and you go through a stretch and you know, things just don't go your way and you play 500 ball and it's just part of it. But I do feel like we've left some wins on the table and things within our own control, really on all ends of it. And there's a lot of room for improvement on our end. But that's also can be uplifting too, because we know that we're not doing everything at our highest level right now. And because of that, there's a lot of room for opportunity and improvement. And it just starts with doing every single day at the best of our ability. And but yeah, every one of these days is incredibly important as far as the ability to win the division and make the playoffs and put ourselves in a great spot for October. So this is exciting stuff. And it's part of what makes it satisfying if and when you are able to make that happen, is there our challenging first of the year, and it's up to us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, the great thing about baseball is that it's a lot like life. And the brutal thing about baseball sometimes is that it's a lot like life. Like this week.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Oh my gosh, man. And every once in a while, like, you have a week. Oh, let's see, an icon died. And then, you know, trade deadline is it may be not exactly what some fans dreamed of. And we've certainly been talking about it. And then you lose some tight games, then craziness like last night. But it's our job in life to try and stay positive and do the work to stay positive. And that's your guys' job right now. It's like, you know that. I know you take that seriously. What can you do to try and stay positive when it's a tough week?
Yeah, it's a fine line, because, I mean, being positive is important, but also being honest, too. Like, if it's just, positivity without it. That's not really based on anything. I think, you know, guys have all played enough to kind of see through that. So, yeah, it's got to be with real intent and connection and the relationships with your teammates. But that's why I have a lot of confidence in us, is it's even parts of the year that went really well results wise. I wouldn't say it was all easy. Like, we've had plenty of things go wrong this year that we've handled well and come out on the other side of. And I don't expect this to be any different.
What's the key to handling it well? Because I imagine that there are some truths that might have to be said in Craig's office or inside of the clubhouse. So how do you go about handling that without it becoming another issue to add on to the other issues that the team might have?
Yeah, it's always a fine line, right? Like, the, you know, at what point you just continue and keep things as is, whether it's your personal routines or lineups or, you know, whatever ways that people make, you know, reactionary changes. Or if you do make a change, just having it be based on something that's real and not just like an emotional, let's just change something to change something. And I think we've got a pretty steady group in that way, but, and a lot of it's attitude too, just of embracing the situation that we have and knowing the opportunity that we have in front of us and phrasing it as opportunity instead of what could go wrong and all those things. And it's part of what makes what we do really exciting too. And, I mean, the atmosphere here last night was incredible. The place was just waiting to burst, and we didn't make it happen. But just knowing that that's going to be there tonight is the kind of stuff that gets you up for games, and it's a pretty incredible opportunity.
Yeah, there'll be 40 grand there waiting to burst tonight again.
Right.
You know that's going to be the way, and then you got tomorrow.
And we don't take it for granted. You know, we've always had an incredible fan base, obviously, but those years in 21 and 22, especially, like, you know, it did not feel that way. And so this does feel special, and it's part of why the losses sting more, but it's also a part of why it all feels like it has more purpose too. And it's really fun.
It's good stuff with Nico Horner. No offense to you, but I don't know if there's a better base runner on your team than Dansby Swanson. I mean, like, that dude is a great base runner and busts his ass. And last night we're all sitting there going, look at that. He beat it out. Unbelievable. Tie game. Here we go. And then you see the replay and you're like, what? Like, I don't know if have you ever seen that? He seems like he just got caught trying to reach and eliminate a last step maybe, but it's what a crazy, crazy play that was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was worried when they went to replay it because it was, he was so clearly safe to the naked eye that, like, I figured something was kind of off, and, you know, there's nothing, you know, I don't think he was doing anything different or weird. It's just a strange moment. But there was a lot of moments in that game that, you know, flipped that one way or another.
Take us back to Sunday. How crazy is it for you guys to watch Justin Turner have that moment at Wrigley?
I mean, it was really uplifting. It was great. It was, you know, every walk-off is obviously special, but when it comes from a guy that's been just an A-plus human and teammate and invested so much into this group in a small amount of time, and for him to come off the bench and immediately have that impact was incredible. Another cool thing about it, I thought, was the, I don't know if you guys saw the, like, pictures or moment of, like, Palencia picking him up, too. I thought that was just really great, and, like, I don't know if I've ever seen, like, a bullpen guy in the middle of, like, a walk-off celebration at home plate. Or, like, I guess there's that funny video of Stropey, like, running down the line.
Oh, yeah.
In the old days. But that was, I just thought it was cool because, you know, he could have been, like, already in the training room, like, head in his hands, like, regardless of a win or lose, like, oh, I didn't do my job, feel bad for me. But instead, he's out there celebrating with his team and just, you know, obviously feeling I'm sure strong emotions, giving up a lead, but he's been so great and just wants to win. And that was so cool that he was in the middle of the celebration like that.
That's excellent. You got to play short with Willie Castro at second.
Yeah.
And you said about Willie Castro, something like, seems like a good dude, quote, looking forward to getting to know him, unquote, a little more. So you got some new teammate orientation. What does that entail? You invite him over to your house, hang out on the roof, maybe?
Yeah, well, he's a part of every part of the field and interacting with everybody. It seems like it's quite a role that he has for us. And he looks great so far. He looks comfortable, and a guy that's going to provide, you know, huge value for us down the stretch. And seems like a very composed, professional personality. And yeah, it's been fun so far.
Michael Bush said that when he got to town, you were the guy who helped him feel comfortable, invited him up to your roof and like hanging out, and like, that mattered to him. So you take that job seriously, that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate to have a lot of guys who are very generous with just making team things happen. And, you know, I feel like I was fortunate when I got called up, just that I had veteran guys around me who weren't like too cool to talk to me or, you know, big leaguing me or anything like that. So even small things, just like hotel room on the road, like those are lasting memories for me for sure, where you feel like they're actually your teammates and not just like coworkers or something, you know?
Well, Nico, we appreciate you, man. We know it's picture day, so we're going to get you. That's why you're in full uniform. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good look, man. People have been talking about it.
We're going to be at home plate, and we're going to be in the center field bleachers, so I should be okay.
That's dope. All right. We'll have fun with everyone, and thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.